The Kelder looked up at Tiffany again. "Will ye, Tiffan?" She held up a thumb the size of a match head and waited. "What will I have to do?" said Tiffany. "The thinking," said the Kelder, still holding up her thumb. "My lads are good lads. There's none braver. But they think their heeds is most useful as weapons. That's lads for you. We Picts aren't like you big folk, ye ken. You have many sisters. Fionn here has none. She's my only daughter. A Kelder might be blessed with only one daughter in her whole life, but she'll have hundreds and hundreds of sons."
"They are all your sons?" said Tiffany aghast.
"Ooh, aye," said the Kelder, smiling. "Except for a few of my brothers who travelled here with me when I came to be Kelder."
"Oh, dinna look so astonished. The bairns are really wee when they're born, like little peas in a pod, and they grow up fast."
She sighed. "But sometimes I think all the brains is saved for the daughters. They're good boys, but they're no great thinkers. You'll have to help them help ye."
"Mother, she canna carry out the duties o' a Kelder," Fionn protested.
"I don't see why not, if they're explained to me," said Tiffany.
"Oh, do you not?" said Fionn sharply. "Weel, that's going to be most interesting."
"I recall Sarah Aching talking about ye," said the Kelder. "She said ye were a strange wee one, always watching and listening. She said ye had a heed full of words that ye ne'er spoke aloud. She wondered what had become of ye. Time for you to find out, aye?"
Aware of Fionn glaring at her, and maybe because of Fionn glaring at her, Tiffany licked her thumb and touched it gently against the Kelder's tiny thumb.
"It is done, then," said the Kelder.
She lay back suddenly, and just as suddenly seemed to shrink. There were more lines in her face now.
"Never let it be said I left my sons with you to Kelder to mind them," she muttered. "Now I can go back to the last world. Tiffan is the Kelder for now, Fionn. In her house ye'll do what she says."
Fionn looked down at her feet. Tiffany could see that she was angry. The Kelder sagged. She beckoned Tiffany closer, and in a weaker voice said,
"There, 'tis done. And now for my part of the bargain.
Listen. Find the place where the time Disney fit. There's the way in. It'll shine out to you. Bring him back to ease your pure mother's heart, and maybe also your ain head." Her voice faltered, and Fionn leaned quickly towards the bed. The Kelder sniffed. She opened one eye.
"Not quite yet," she murmured to Fionn. "Do I smell a wee drop of special sheep liniment on yours, Kelder?"
Tiffany looked puzzled for a moment and then said, "Oh, me, oh yes, here." The Kelder struggled to sit up again.
"The best thing humans ever made," she said. "I'll just have a large wee drop, Fionn."
"It puts hairs on your chest," Tiffany warned.
"Ach, weel, for a drop of Sarah Aching's special sheep liniment, I'll risk a curl or two," said the old Kelder.
She took from Fionn a leather cup about the size of a thimble and held it up.
"I dinna think it would be good for you, mother," said Fionn. "I'll be the judge of that at this time," said the Kelder. "One drop afore I go, please, Kelder Tiffan."
Tiffany tipped the bottle slightly. The Kelder shook the cup irritably.
"It was a larger drop I had in mind, Kelder," she said. "A Kelder has a generous heart."
She took something too small to be a gulp, but too large to be a sip.
"Aye, it's a lang time since I tasted this brose," she said. "Your granny and I used to hae a sip or two in front of the fire on cold nights."
Tiffany saw it clearly in her head, Granny Aching and this little fat woman, sitting around the pot-bellied stove in the hut on wheels, while the sheep grazed under the stars.
"Aye, you can see it," said the Kelder. "I can feel your eyes on me. That's the first sight working."
She lowered the cup.
"Fionn, go and fetch Rob Anybody and William the Gonagall." "The big job is blocking the hole," said Fionn sulkily. "I dare say there's room to wriggle past," said the old Kelder,
in the kind of calm voice that said a stormy voice would follow if people didn't do what they were told. With a smouldering glance at Tiffany, Fionn